Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session for Mesa City Council for Monday, March 21st, 2011. Councilmember Finter, you join us by phone? Guess not. Okay, maybe for the regular meeting. Well, okay, first item on the agenda is to review tonight's agenda for our City Council meeting. Items 3A through 3C. 4A through 5D. 5E through 5H. 5 Councilmember Richens. 5F.
I just wanted to, on 5F, just can you just give us very briefly the funds that populate the vehicle replacement fund so we can understand how that works.
Right. Mayor, Councilor Richens, since this is the replacement of a solid waste vehicle, the solid waste activity is funded out of the enterprise fund. So within the enterprise fund, we set aside funds for all of the fleet replacement just out for the enterprise fund. The activities or the support for replacing vehicles for the general fund are separate. So these funds are separate. They're coming then. So these are funded by the fees and what we pay for solid waste and water and wastewater. All those go into a pot that is replaces the vehicles for all those activities, which is, again, separate from the general fund.
So we pay cash for these. We don't use bond financing or anything like
that. Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, Councilman Higgins.
Actually, I have a question. The one before 5. Echo?
5 Echo?
Anyone here that can
What's
answer
the
that? I just wondered what we did before, because this doesn't say it's a replacement. This is one new total word I can't say, nitrogen distillation, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah. You have to pronounce it for everybody.
Yeah. Hi, Councilwoman. Yes, it's actually a total Caradol machine is what it's called. Okay. It does measure nitrogen. We used to have one, and it broke. And since the time that it broke, we've been outsourcing this. It costs us, it's between.
So we've been outsourcing our Kale dolls?
We've been sending the samples to an outside lab.
Okay.
And it costs us
can't
about.
You Kale doll without saying Kale doll?
Kale doll, yeah.
It is, I don't know.
That's good, that's good. It costs us between $14,000 and $15,000 a year okay. to send them to the outside labs.
And what, okay, so, and how long does a. New one left, just out of curiosity.
Right. Well, approximately 10 years. We estimate that the payback on this machine is a little less than 6 years. But I will say that we don't necessarily just replace machines at 10 years. For example, we do have some that are still functioning very well. So it kind of depends on the machine and the software and things like that, but normally about 10 years.
And so when you say it's $15,000 a year to send out, do you measure that against not only the machine but your staff time of doing the testing?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay.
Is that it for that page? Okay. Did we get to 5G? Yeah, we did, but we'll do it now. 5G?
Yes, Mayor, I have a question on 5G. I just wondered, this is another, sounds like another software package that we're buying, remittance, business services. So I wondered, I thought, you know, of course, we're looking to City Edge to save the world. So doesn't City Edge have a module that can do these same things?
Mayor Councilmember Higgins, this is actually for hardware and software. The bulk of it's really hardware. The hardware that we have right now was bought in 1999, so it's about 11 or 12 years old. So the hardware is not manufactured anymore, and we can't even buy parts for it anymore, and the software's not supported. And it's not part of the City Edge program. It's a totally different operation. Basically, it's what we use to process all the utility bills and all the mail that comes in through the city.
So Tim, just go a little further. Explain what that, when it comes in, what does this do for that?
It's a very fancy letter opener is what it is.
I was trying to.
There you go. Thank you.
It actually is.
Yeah. You thought I was kidding. That was a very fancy letter opener.
Oh,
no, we do. It is an extraction machine, so all the mail goes through a
track. It's an extraction machine. It's a letter opener.
It is. A very big, nice one. No, it actually goes through the tracks. It opens up the mail, and then we sort those all by the different types of mail that comes in. These new machines now will be able to scan those, so we'll be able to electronically process those. The other nice thing that we're going to get out of this is we're going to be able to move up to check 21, which means we can convert all the checks to an electronic file, and therefore we won't be sending paper checks to the bank anymore. So, and this will give us full-page scanning now, so once we get into the hopefully the new tax system, this will be able to process our full-sheet tax paperwork as well. It's already capable of doing that.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Glad you asked that question. Okay. Anything else? All right. Next page, which is 5I through 5K. Six A through eight B. And nine A.
This is all consent?
I think it is all consent.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Okay. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is to hear reports on meetings and our conferences attended. Councilmember Cavanaugh.
I'd just like to report on Saturday I went to the open house for Mesa Grande, and I wanted to thank all the volunteers, neighborhood folks, and city staff who made that really a great event. It's a great turnout for a jewel that we have in our system. And I know we all look forward to having a visitor center there someday, but it was a very nice event. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Councilmember Higgins.
Well, Mayor, I attended the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Board meeting for you this morning.
Thank you
very
much.
And learned of a $9.25 million grant from the FAA to start design and construction of the new terminal, or expanded terminal.
Expanded terminal.
Which I had not heard of, so that's very exciting.
It's very exciting. Thank you for covering for me, and thank you for reporting at a meeting over in Phoenix.
Million, by the way, million.
Millions, what?
9.25 million.
Million. Million thanks.
Million.
For covering, yeah. That's a great problem to have out there, is that we've run out of space, and I hope that we continue to grow. It looks like, although we started off this the month a little bit slow, like out of spring training and everything, I noticed over the weekend they set another single game attendance record at HoHoCom, which means, and that's two or three games in a row that have been packed. So, thank heavens, every spring break seems to be in full swing, and a lot of people coming into town from hopefully colder climes. Although today it's fairly chilly out there. Okay, anything else? I had the opportunity of attending on Saturday evening the Queen of Peace School annual fundraiser. You know, a real gym in the middle of our downtown, and they had been challenged recently to find sufficient funds to continue on, and some very very benevolent people stepped up and covered that, and this was just sort of an ongoing fundraising that they do, so we appreciate them and the role they've played in our community for a long time, and it was a privilege for me to be at their fundraiser on Saturday night. Okay. That's it? All righty. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, tomorrow we have a Building Stronger Neighborhoods initiative, which will be District 1, from 6:30 to 7:30. It'll be at Kerr Elementary in the cafeteria. So invite the neighborhood to attend that. And then today's Monday, 21st, isn't it? Next Monday, hopefully the weather will be just a little bit warmer for the grand opening of the Skyline Pool. We'll have a ribbon cutting. And
do we call it a pool? We don't call them pools anymore. It's really an aquatics.
Skyline Aquatic Center.
There you go. Thank you very much. It's more than a pool.
We'll be Monday the 28th. I was trying to think of something else to use, but at 3 p.m., March 28th. Sure. You can have water, Mark? Where's Mark? Have water? Good. He's got water.
Are we using that fancy machine thing to check the...
The Kale Doll?
Yeah, that thing.
It's not a swimsuit. It's an aquatic suit. Good.
I bring the new letter.
We can check it out.
Have a little booth.
All right. Thank you. Ms. Crocker, is there any request to speak from the audience?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thankfully, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
But only so temporarily.
And we'll see you upstairs in about a half an hour.